Under Wikipedia,
thank
woman
you,
can
Amy.
Have multiple
that's right.
husbands.
A woman can have whatever she wants.
Yeah,
that's Wikipedia.
Right.
That's the new youthful information there.
Wikipedia is whatever anybody wants to write on it.
Except this. Listen to this.
Okay.
Sharia law is being imposed in a Canadian middle school. Ask the ministrating young girls. We're talking ministrating. They actually have a prayer group at this school that whatever female is ministrating.
Menstruating?
Menstruating.
That time of the month, right? Okay.
We never used to say this word.
Clear.
This doesn't come out of my mouth good because we never used to say this. My friend's here. I'm having my friend over. That's what we said when we were having our monthly. We never said we were menstruating, but they do now. And if they are, they have to sit in the back row. They have to sit back away. They're called unclean, unclean girls. In Canada, Muslims.
And this is...
They've taken over this middle school. It's a bloody mess.
It's
sorry.
These not menstruation jokes.
Sean has something to say.
What?
How about that? I've also heard it described as Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo.
Yeah.
That was another one.
No.
Well, you're just right there, aren't you, Sean? You've heard it all, right?
Yeah, I've heard it all, yes.
I don't even want to tell you what I did to my poor daughter, Casey, when she started.
Well, come on. Cough it up now that you brought it up.
Oh, I thought it was an important thing, like a man or a boy becoming a man. So I like made
you
it
said
a,
now you're a woman?
It's a big deal. The whole family was there, and I announced it was a great event.
You got to be kidding
took
me.
Years for her
where
to
do you
me.
Come from? That was so private.
I was a father, raising them as a man.
I mean, men didn't even go to the store and buy your, what they were pads back then.
My sister took me aside and said, Jim, this is not
Jim,
that kind of event. We make it a celebration.
Get the cake out of here. Oh, my God.
My mom used to make really good red cake, too.
That is just sick. Wow, where do you come from? Where do they come from?
I don't think we want to know.
My second daughter, I had learned my lesson. I kept it quiet.
Thank God in heaven. That is just crazy. I mean, now it's out in the open. It doesn't matter. Like I said, Aunt Flo doesn't. People don't even know what you, when you say my Aunt Flo's visiting, they don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, a pad? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I got a pad here. You want to ride on it? Nobody does that anymore. It's just come so far around.
It's on television commercials every 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, and men go to the store now and say, hey, give me those tampons.
Apparently, that time of the month makes you like a better volleyball player and makes you a faster swimmer. I've seen it all on television.
Oh, yeah. You are one sick puppy. I think that's why I like you. Well, speaking of women.
Okay.
I had the most awesome interview with Beth McMillan, and I wish I could play the whole thing. She's from Art Town. She's the executive director at Art Town. Just a fascinating woman from South Africa. She's been over here 27 years, but she still has a little lingering of that accent. And from 1991, when they first started out Art Town, 30,000 people came. You know, we're still in the month of Art Town. We've still got 2 weeks of all these most fantastic events going on for the whole month. And it takes them all year the same. It's like Hot August Nights to prepare and to get all of these different world music going on Wednesdays in Wingfield and all the fun things that they do for our month, bringing in $12 million to our community last year.
Wow.
And it's going to be maybe twice that much this year. So it's very important to our community. Beth McMillan, there's only three people that work for Art Town. Do you find that unbelievable?
It does seem incredible.
For all that they organize and all that
is
they do.
Is this the groups I see down in the river park down there?
All of them, yeah. Art Town, three people put all that together. I mean, they have outside help. They have sponsors and they have memberships and they have volunteers. But these three people work on this all month long. And they now have their own magazine. You see it? Have you seen a copy?
Nope.
Just absolutely beautiful. And this girl is the youngest. She's 21 years old. And she won the contest. Can you read her name there? Is that beautiful? They have their own magazine. Pick one up, please. There's more Art Town events going on. So many cool things. India RE was just here this last week, and it was packed out. Packed out. Last year, 300,000 people attended Art Town.
Wow.
300,000. $12 million to our community. It's more than that this year. And here's, isn't it a beautiful magazine?
Yes.
And they come out two a year. They come out one in the fall so that you see what's coming up. World Music Series on Wednesdays. Doc Severinsen was here. I mean, they have so much going on. Let me see here. I'm looking at the book right now. I had such a wonderful interview with her, and I'm sorry. I lost the audio. I didn't lose it, but it got corrupted. And she was just a fascinating lady and just wonderful and loves what she does and prepares so much good stuff for us.
So the Wednesday thing, what's the Wednesday thing?
The Wednesday thing is the World Music Series in Wingfield.
Next to the river?
Yeah, yeah, in Wingfield Park, World Music Series. Mumble Gumbo is going to be there. And tonight they're having the big ballet at UNR,
okay.
Redfield. Big ballet. To bring the kids. I mean, every year the kids can actually audition and be in the performance. Your talk of being in the performance. I mean, it's such great as far as if they want to be a performer. Our art town is about cultural visual art. And so they get all the community involved, and there's all kinds of auditions throughout the year for your children and any musician, any artist to be involved. It's bigger, wider, more fantastic than anybody really realizes, and they don't know how hard it is to put together all this stuff. They got the Bass Festival, the 45th, be the 45th.
The what?
Annual Basque Festival.
Oh, okay.
And that also in Wingfield Park.
Basque, like B-A-S-S.
All that good Basque food. B-A-S-Q-U-E. It's a festival. Wonderful. The Masterworks Chorale. I mean, so much. Just fabulous stuff for the whole month. And then for us to make so much money on it and bring us so much money into our community and to involve our community so much. I just, hats off to her. I gave her the gold medal because of all that she does and how hard she works for Art Town. So pick up a magazine. Still a lot of things yet to come with Art Town.
Reno's a pretty cool city, isn't it?
It is, really. And you know what? When I first came here, 1972, and it was a cowboy town.
I was still in high school.
Dirt. Okay, fine. So was I, all right? Dirt, cowboys, lots of cowboys, lots of, you know, roping, and yeah, boy. And I just thought, I can't live here. I came from Los Angeles. I thought, what in the heck? These people here? Wranglers and janglers. It has grown up.
There is a variety of people in Reno. I mean, it's a great place to people watch.
It's a wonderful place now. I mean, so many people have moved in from all cultures of the world. A lot of people from Seattle, a lot of New Agers, a lot of artists. We're getting all that river thing going down there. And, okay, yeah, our money's in trouble. That's something we could talk about. Should I bring it up even? After this wonderful thing I did with Art Town. Anyway.
What, the city's running out of money again?
Well, here's what happened. The people in Incline. I just heard this, and I don't have all my details, so I'm not going to get in too deep because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
The real estate assessments?
Yes. Yeah, there's money that they owe, the state of Nevada owes to the residents of Incline Village. Let me get Steve Ossie on the line. Oh, he's at the beach. And they want to take it. They want to find a way to either put a tax on gas or somehow find a way to tax us so that we can pay the money they owe to the Incline Village residents, because they don't have it.
The state owes it.
The state
owes it. You sure it's
it.
Not Washoe County?
No.
Because it was Washoe County.
No, Incline Village isn't Washoe County.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it Douglas?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jim.
See?
Did I finally get a fact wrong?
Wow, I love that.
What's up with that?
Well, you know, you could turn around and someone say, no, it's Washoe County.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen
maybe
any
right.
minute.
But then I'd be wrong about being wrong.
See so what I'm saying? Then you'd be wrong about being right about being wrong.
But it seems like the county would be responsible for assessment.
Well, I don't know if it's an assessment or I'm not, like I said, I don't have all my facts on it. I just heard about it, but I know it's real. And I know they're trying to find a way to make a little money off of all of us to pay them back because they owe them quite a bit of money.
Just in this area or statewide?
Well, Incline Village, for one, I know.
Huh.
It's in Washoe County, by the way.
Shut up. I told you not to.
Yeah, well, you said don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I told you that could happen.
So now
and I
can
do
say
the traffic
I was wrong
reports.
Once, but I was just—it was right, but I was wrong about being right. I don't know.
So anyway, I mean, it's just—it's crazy, I know. And then Nevada is in a little bit of trouble, but I believe with the people that are here, that we're going to get out. We're going to get out of the trouble.
Well, maybe if President Obama stops saying "Don't go to Vegas," that's never helpful when the president starts out saying stuff like that.
I never heard that. He said, "Go to Vegas."
He said, "Don't go to Vegas."
Oh,
remember
don't
when
go to
he
Vegas.
First became president? He said, stop going to Vegas for your conventions. And so, phew.
No, I don't remember that.
Business
really?
In Vegas plummeted.
Well, what does he have to do with the Vegas?
He didn't think that business should be wasting money on going to Vegas because the economy was in bad shape. You don't remember this?
Yeah, I don't. I don't really.
The only time that Reed was just furious with his new best friend. Harry Reid really
read him
the
riot. Their little love triangle.
Act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. Don't go to Vegas for your conventions. Go where?
Yeah. Stay
where did
home
he say go? Stay
I
home?
I don't know. What do you want?
Stay in D.C.? Stay in Chicago? Where?
He
stay
and
where?
His wife flying all over the place for their conventions. I don't know why he said that.
I don't know why he said that.
But he
that
really aimed a lot
and
of...
And do you have your facts correct is
I
what
do,
I want to know.
I have my facts correct.
Yeah, well, show me.
He's dissed Vegas twice. I can't remember what the second one was.
Well, he's talking about gambling because he's, you know, I think.
Don't gamble. I'm sure that would make the Vegas people happy. Go there, but don't gamble.
Well, that's why we have Art Town and Hot Dogs Nights and stuff here now, because people are not coming to as much as they used to Nevada, because now you got the Indian reservations, you got gambling everywhere. I mean, you can go anywhere and gamble now.
You pretty much can.
Do you gamble?
I do. Blackjack.
Oh, my gosh. Glenda, does he spend all the money there at the blackjack table? Are you one of them?
No, I win. He lied.
I was going to say, card counter.
I can count the cards, but it doesn't seem to help me.
Well, I like to go. I like the poker. I played poker as a kid, little penny ante.
Counting the cards
gives
you...
If I lose $20, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I don't go to the high tables where they're...
$20 is not a high table, baby.
I know.
I used to be a dealer here in this town.
You were?
Oh, yes, I was.
What did you do?
Baccarat, 21, roulette, Calneva, Harrah's.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You've pretty much done everything, haven't you?
I've been everywhere, babe. Cross the desert, bare, babe.
You were in a band, too.
Yeah, oh, stop it. Because I was with the circus. I mean, just quit it. Quit it. This isn't about me anyway. This is a broad view, and thank you so much for joining us today.
You were in
JP,
one of those little tents, weren't you, where people come in and...
Reading palms. Walking on glass. I was an animal trainer, as a matter of fact. All right, next week, more with J.P. Travis and Jay Davis on Broadview here on KBZZ Reno Sparks.